diehards. Ever since I started this podcast, you know the deal. People are asking me left and right for advice. Who's going to win the game? What player's going to ball out in fantasy? Let me tell you, where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. You should know that already. I always talk about mybookie.ag because they're legit. They've been in the business for years, rock solid rep. It's coming directly from the horse's mouth right here. Fastest payouts in the business, 2 business days. So if you know who's going to win or if you trust my advice, head over to mybookie.ag. They come right back here to the AWOL Sports Podcast. Wes Monell in the building. Happy to be here with you. It's Friday. And for me, it's pay day. And for all of us, it's 2 days away from week 4 in the NFL season. And if you're like me, if you're most likely listening to this, you're a diehard fan and you're just as stoked as I am. I'm here to talk Eagles at Chargers. The Bolts did not receive good news to find out they lost cornerback Jason Verrett for another season. At least Melvin Gordon thinks he's good to go because their chances of winning this game relies on his rushing. We've seen good Phillip Rivers and not so good Phillip Rivers. At this point in time, although he still got it, he gets in his own way a lot by losing patience and just flinging passes downfield. He gets frustrated. The Chargers like to call those intermediate to deep routes, you know, those crossing routes that take time to develop. The offense has got to take a page out of Eli Manning and the Giants playbook last week. It was boring, but he got the ball out on 3-step drops to negate Philly's pass rush. Really, they only want to rush 4 in Philadelphia, but that means you have to accept the underneath routes until you get the corners to bite on a double move later in the game. Keenan Allen is capable of popping off, Antonio Gates is still reliable, and Hunter Henry has skills. Something you may have missed during the Giants' comeback against the Eagles last week, that fell short, but nonetheless, they came back. Philly actually played without their starters up the middle of the defense for most of the game. Safety Rodney McLeod sat out to injury, linebacker Jordan Hicks left the game, as did D-tackle Fletcher Cox. McLeod and Hicks are going to play this week, which is great news. Stefan Wisniewski came in the second half of the game at left guard. He provided a boost to solidify the O-line, a top 10 O-line, by the way, that has had its struggles and some negative quarters so far. But Wisniewski looks like the guy, at least for this week and until we see otherwise. I like how Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz match up in this game. Carson Wentz is going to meet Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram a few times, but he's going to shake those moments off to make some plays downfield. If the backfield duo of Wendell Smallwood and LeGarrette Blount, if they can throw body punches early, Torrey Smith and Nelson Aguilar will have their chances on a couple of bombs. The Eagles cannot allow themselves to play one-dimensional on offense. Bosa will sniff out those badly timed screen passes if Peterson keeps calling them at inopportune moments. I do wonder, since the Eagles play a bend but try not to break defense, if the Chargers take a page out of their book and go for it on some fourth downs due to their rookie kicking struggles. On the flip side, Jake Elliott made headlines for the Eagles, his 61-yard game winner last week, yet he's also a rookie and he's 3-5 so far this season. It's sad to see Darren Sproles likely retire after breaking his arm and tearing his knee on the same play. What a career he's had, though. He's forever loved by both of these franchises. You can throw the Saints in there as well. The show must go on. The Eagles look good on both sides of the ball. We all know they've had good special teams in recent seasons, something the Chargers have struggled with. Chargers look capable of looking good on both sides of the ball, but they lack consistency. Philly is my pick here. It's a road game for them, but we may see some sort of split between fans at the small temporary stadium, the StubHub Center. Wentz is the real deal, guys. The Eagles might have found the necessary balance on offense against the Giants, rushing for 192 yards. Something the Chargers haven't really stopped. I think the Eagles can force more stops, and I think Wentz is more patient than Rivers is over the course of a game. I also want to talk about the development of the Philadelphia Eagles. This team found success during the Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb era. You know who was there? Doug Peterson, quarterback coach. Howie Roseman, his early days as a general manager. Jim Johnson was there in the early going. And now they feel like they have the defensive coordinator with the attitude that they need in Philly in Jim Schwartz. Peterson, it's true, he's still learning how to call plays, and he may be holding this team back because he's learning the play calling expertise. But as you can see, their efforts getting Peterson and Frank Reich as the offensive coordinator, Philadelphia has invested in former QBs to help their franchise QB. Roseman and owner Jeff Lurie, they learned from the Chip Kelly experiment. The emotional intelligence factor, overhauling the roster in the wrong way. So Roseman, he moves on, and what does he do? Brings on Joe Douglas from the Baltimore Ravens. A different point of view. He helped build a strong defense and a Super Bowl roster. Last season, the Eagles were in games. People talk about their 3-0 start and then falling off the map. I see they finished 7-9 despite a carousel on the O-line and embarrassing cornerbacks. Not much run production. Not really a below average receiving core. So I think 7-9 just, that was more of a credit of what Wentz can do and how this team was building and just trending in the upwards direction. And, you know, the defense that they built on. I think 7-9 after a hot start and, you know, cooling off, how were they 7-9? But looking at the franchise, let's go with the, not just the starters, but the guys that have roles. I mean, the Eagles traded for Jason Peters way back. Stellar move. He's been elite ever since. Nicked up here and there for sure. He's older for sure. But he still plays at a high level. They drafted Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Jordan Hicks, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, Carson Wentz. And other players that they drafted that contribute, Nelson Aguilar, Wendell Smallwood, Vinnie Curry, Michael Kendricks, Rasul Douglas. They're hoping that Sidney Jones can heal up, and they're bringing Derek Barnett along. He has been given the opportunity to grow. Philly also signed young, promising players in Alshon Jeffrey, Tim Jernigan, and Ronald Darby. And some of the foundations of this roster, signing veteran safeties, Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, who came from other teams, who weren't re-signed. But were really good players. And now they form one of the best safety tandems in football. Arguably the best since Denver got rid of TJ Ward. They're good back there. They signed Brooks at right guard. Wisniewski was just plugged in at left guard. Nigel Bradham, career year last year. Chris Long signed this offseason. He's part of the DN rotation to get to the quarterback, to rush the passer. And again, the special teams, coached by Dave Phipp, they retained him even after moving on from Chip Kelly. They've been one of the better units in football, returning, punting, coverage on kickoffs and punts. And I think the recent players that the team has had to move on from, and I'm not just talking about on the field and replacing the production, because no, it hasn't been done or replaced 100% just yet, but there's lessons learned. And that's why I see this, something good is brewing here. They learn from the emotional intelligence issue. That's a real thing. If you're in a relationship, you know about that. Let alone sports and 53 guys and a bunch of egos and all that testosterone and the leader just kind of being in his own world. And Chip Kelly, what he was, caused a rift in that building, on that team. Well, moving on from Shady McCoy. That hurt the roster to move on from that. Moving on from DeSean Jackson, that was to a lesser degree because it was kind of expected, which was unfortunate. And then, some other names, though, that might not matter to anyone else around the league, but like John Dorenbos, he was popular. He was a popular guy in the locker room, the long snapper for years. Became a celebrity, so to speak, the last couple of years with his magic and all that. I mean, he's been on the squad. You may see just another guy, and then he got hurt, and they traded him, and his career's possibly, probably over. And then the trade of Jordan Matthews, that wasn't easy either. And like I said, you're not in that locker room, the weight room, on the field, off the field, hanging out during the off season, bonding during the season. J-Matt was a big deal. So not only did the Eagles front office take that risk, they trusted this team. They know that they've been building a family environment. And when you have that, it may take some time like it has, but it may lead to something special. And another thing, you know, it's easy to gloss over all of these things when you don't care about that specific team. Clearly, I care about the Philadelphia Eagles. It's my squad. If you don't know, now you know. But yeah, anyways, like, what I was getting to was just moving on from other people in your organization. They make different impacts. And it kind of, you know, leaves its residue, so to speak. Like, Chase Daniel coming in for a season, helping stabilize the QB room with new coaching staff, a rookie quarterback that gets thrust into the starting role a couple weeks before the season starts, kind of thing. And then, you know, he's out the door the next offseason. That kind of helps Wentz see the professionalism in the game. And you know what? And then they see Nick Foles come back. He enjoyed his stay there. They enjoyed him there. And he signs on. I know he's been injured. I know he's the backup. But just another person there that shows their professionalism in a different way. Going from Chase Daniel to Nick Foles. And that's a big deal. And when you have those two there, along with the efforts to get Doug Peterson, a former quarterback, along with Frank Wright, all around. And then to see the talent of this guy. I know he didn't come from a big school. I know he looked like a rookie sometimes. But I'm telling you, lot of it was his supporting cast, or lack of. This guy can play. I think he's already a top 10 quarterback. Man, I like the way the Philadelphia Eagles have molded their talent, are continuing to build, even if it's not this year specifically. I think they are on the right winning track to bring Philadelphia a Super Bowl in the very near future. All right, diehards. It's Friday. Go enjoy your night. Go enjoy your weekend. Football in a couple of days. Enjoy the games. Good luck to your teams, your favorite teams, your fantasy teams. I'm out.